Chazal zeichen neshu b'chich chazal shrag mem yehudim sechaz chulun daf yud zayin. The Gemara references machloek between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva in the way the dash in the pasuk and the result in what the pasuk teaches. The Gemara now says the base of machloek is Rabbi Akiva holds it was never also to shechel an animal for the sole purpose of eating it, even when the Edom were in the midbar, they were allowed to shechel an animal for eating it without having to bring it as a carbon. Rabbi Shmuel says that there was never a time when it was mutter to eat meat of an animal that was killed in any way other than via proper shechita. For the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we can understand the pasuk that says v'shachet as ben habakar, which shows that there was a shechita even before the Yidnet Eretz Yisrael. How does Rabbi Akiva explain that pasuk? Gemara says he says the karbanis always needed shechita. It was killing an animal to eat its meat that didn't require proper shechita until the Yidnet Eretz Yisrael. For the Gemara, the pasuk says the Moshe asked hatzoyin habakar yishachet lohem, which shows that there was a shechita even for simply eating meat when the Yidden were in the midbar. And from Rabbi Akiva would say that their allowable way of killing to eat meat, meaning any form of killing that of severing the simonim, even if not done in a way proper shechita, that was referred to in the pasuk as shechita, but it does not mean that what we consider it to be today a proper shechita. In fact, our Mishnah says that if an animal is killed by a method other than a proper shechita, there will be no requirement of kisei adam. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, since this method of killing was proper when the Yidden were in the midbar, which is when the mitzvah of kisei adam was given, an animal killed with that method should require kisei adam as well. And for the Gemara, once the requirement for a proper shechita was put in place, any other form of killing is viewed as entirely possible, and there will be no requirement for kisei adam. For the Gemara, the pasuk says that when the Yidden will enter Eretz Yisrael, they will be allowed to eat meat of chulin just as they have been eaten the meat of the deer in the midbar. We see that the Yidden were allowed to eat meat in the midbar, which supports Rabbi Akiva and a shver according to Rabbi Shmuel. And for the Gemara, he would say that the only meat that was usher was meat from animals that could be brought as karbanas. A deer can't be brought as a carbon, and that's why the meat of a deer would always be mutter to eat even in the midbar. For the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks, according to Rabbi Akiva, what's the if an animal had its simonim cut in the midbar other than from a proper shechita, and its meat was then brought into Eretz Yisrael with the Yidden, could it be eaten or not? In fact, there's a different question regarding what time period is this question asked. It can't be regarding the first 7 years that they were conquering the land, because during that time they were even allowed to eat non-kosher animals. And for the Gemara, the question is regarding after that time. Second tariffs, during those 7 years, they could only eat non-kosher food that they got from the spoils taken from the Goy and not from their own. Where it says, with regard to the original question, the Gemara remains with a teiku. Zok Gemara Vayta Rava asks, what does the phrase in the Mishnah when it says, we shecht with anything mean? It can't be referring to different things that can be used to shecht, let's say a rock, a glass, or a reed, because just as the previous phrase is of all are shechted, and we always shecht, refer to the animals being shechted, it must be that this last phrase also refers to the animals, and not the instruments used to do the shechita. And for the Gemara, rather, Rava said, when the Mishnah says, hakil shechnin, it means all may shecht, referring to those who shecht. And although this was already said in the first Mishnah, both are needed, one to include a kuti and one to include a yid who's a mummer. When the Mishnah then says, lo'oilam shechnin, we always shecht, it means to teach that we may shecht by day, by night, on top of a roof, and on a boat. When the Mishnah says, bakil shechnin, we may shecht with anything, it means to teach that we may use a rock, a glass, or even a reed. According to this explanation, all phrases refer to the person or items doing the shechita and is therefore consistent. Mishnah said, "Chutz mi magal kotzir v'hamegera." Shmuel's father made notches in a knife and sent it to Rabban to ask if this type of notch made the knife puzzle. He did it a number of times. The Rabban eventually told him that we have learned that notches that disqualify are the notches like a saw. It has two points and is like a V-like type of notch. A braisa says a knife that has many notches is considered to be like a saw. It's puzzle for shechita. If a knife has only one notch, then if it's oigeres, a fingernail that passes over it, it's puzzle. If it's only misuchseches, a fingernail that passes over it, it'll be kosher. Rabban Lazar explains, oigeres means it has two points like a V-shape. Misuchseches means it has only one point on one side. In fact, remember, when it has two points, it's possible because the first point rips the skin and the second one rips the simonim. We should say the same thing, that when there's only one point, the sharpest of the knife cuts the skin and that point then rips the simonim. And from what the Bryce is talking about, where the notch is at the front tip of the knife. In that case, the point would only cut through the skin, not the simonim. In fact, remember, the knife is brought back and forth across the neck, so when it's passed over the neck on the return, the notch will rip the simonim. And from what the case is that the knife is passed over the neck in only one direction. Somewhere back to Rova said, there are three types of imperfection with regard to knives. If it's oigeres, one may not check with it. If one does, shechita is possible. If it's misuchseches, you're not allowed to shechita with the chatchila, but yeah, the shechita is kosher. If the knife has a gradual up and down curve, it can even be used the chatchila. Rehuna, the son of Nechemya, said to Ravashi, you told us that Rav said that a knife that is misuchseches is totally possible. However, we have heard that such a knife is kosher. Ravashi said, when he said it's possible, he was referring to a case where the knife was passed back and forth over the animal's neck. When he said it's kosher, it's where the knife only passed one way in one direction. Ravashi, the son of Ravavi, asked Ravashi, what if the knife was bumpy but had no notches in it? Ravashi said, if someone would give me the meat of an animal that was shechita with such a knife, I would eat it. Zok Mar Vayter of Chista is, from where in the Torah do we see that one must check a knife before the shechita? It's from the pasuk of Ushchatetem Bazev V'Achaltem. In fact, Poshut, that the knife has to be checked, since an imperfection would make the animal a treifa. And from the question was, how do we know that the knife must be shown to a chacham, not just checked by a shechit? In fact, Rabbi Yochanan has said, the only reason we require the knife to be shown to a chacham is out of respect for the chacham. But I said, the requirement, that requirement is only the Rabbanon. The pasuk is only an asmachta. in Eretz Yisrael, they would examine the knife by the sun. In Nardah, they would examine it with water. Rav Sheshet would check with the tip of his tongue. Rav Acha bar Yaakov would check with a strand of hair. In Surah, they would say, a knife cuts flesh, so it should be checked with flesh. Rav Papa said the knife has to be checked on flesh and on the fingernail and on the two sides of the knife. Rav Inna said to Rav Ashi, Rav Sama, the son of Rav Shashi, has said in your name that you said that Rav said a knife has to be checked on flesh and on the fingernail and on the two sides of the knife. Rav Ashi said, I did say that. It must be checked on the flesh and on the nail, but I did not say that it has to be checked on the two sides of the knife. Others say that Rav Ashi said, I did say it has to be checked on flesh and on the fingernail and on the two sides of the knife, but I never said it in the name of Rava. Ravina and Rav Acha, the son of Rava, were sitting by Rav Ashi when a knife was brought to him to be checked. Rav Ashi told Rav Acha to examine the knife. He proceeded to check it on the flesh and on the fingernail and on the two sides of the knife. Rav Ashi said that was well done, and said Rav Kahana agreed to this method as well. Rav Yemer said a knife has to be checked on flesh and on the fingernail, but not on the two sides of the knife. We can see this from Rav Zeir, the name of Shmuel, who said that a knife that was heated and then used to check is a kosher shechita. We explained that the reason is that the sides never touch the area of the shechita because the area of the shechita spreads open as the shechita is done. Similarly, with regard to a notch on the sides of the knife, it will never touch the area of the shechita. So, Rav Vayter of Huna bar Rav Katina, the name of Rav Shlokesh, said there are three notches that are relevant. The notch into the bone of a carbon pesach, which would be usher, the notch in the ear of a bechor, which is considered to be a mum, and the notch in the female carbon in the genitals, which is also considered to be a mum. Rav Chisda said there's also the notch of a knife used for shechita. Didn't mention this one because he's only discussing cases of kachim. All these notches are considered to be significant if they are large enough so that they would make the mizbeach possible. How big is that? Large enough that a fingernail that passes over it would get caught in it. In fact, Mar Bryce says, or Shimon Yechoy says, the mizbeach would become possible with a notch the size of a tefach. And Lezer Ben Yaakov says, with a notch the size of a kezias. Where do you get this other measurement from? And for Gemara, the Bryce is discussing a notch in the lime of the mizbeach, whereas the Gemara was discussing a notch in the stone of the mizbeach.